For May 7th to order. Shannon, would you please lead us in the pledge? Can I have approval of the minutes for April 7th?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
It'll be you and me today.
Lise, good morning.
Good morning.
I have two contracts. First one is Labcorp, so they do opportunity testing. We'd like to do a two-year contract with them. I apologize, I missed that in January. We'd like to do a two-year contract with them. They charge $50 for paternal tests. Last year we spent roughly $7,800 and we recovered $4,500 of that.
Do we?
So move it.
Second.
Any questions?
We can
all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And Lisa, is that mic on? Is that microphone on?
Push the button to green.
Okay, there we go.
There you go.
I know from 35 years with my husband that my voice carries, so.
So he says.
And the second one is we'd like to enter into a contract with Family Services. Again, they are able to offer us the qualified individual assessments. Right now, we are using community services, and we have a contract with Catholic Charities as well. But it's always good to have somebody else available in case we need one. As you know, we need these for under Family First. For any time that we put a child into a congregate care level, we need to have a qualified assessment. So
make a motion.
Second.
Any questions?
So this would be on a as needed basis?
Yes. Yes.
And it's in the budget?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Last year we did about 12 of them. And it's just one of those things where you never know if you're going to need three or four at the same time.
Right.
And we want to make sure we've got the resources available.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Disclaimer before I go on to my agenda item. The RSVP and AmeriCorps seniors at a federal level is kind of going through their cuts with DOGE right now. So even though I'm asking to accept this grant for $162,650, we're not entirely sure when we'll be able to start drawing down those funds, depending on the outcome of what the federal administration does. So,
and as a result, we'll not be spending
correct
until we figure out, but at least if we accept the grant at the full amount that was authorized, if they give the blessing, then we have the authorizations to be able to move forward.
Is it full or none, or can there be a partial? We don't know.
Don't know.
Yep.
All right.
It is very up in the air at this point in time. I can tell you though that the amount we were awarded is an increase. Normally we get $72,000 for this program, so we remain hopeful. Right.
Well, we'll take any free money. So I'll move it.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabe. Good morning, Lynn.
Morning.
Morning, Lynn.
Our first item is Family Service Society is asking to reallocate $28,000 of the $71,000 rollover funds that they already have to provide extended hours at their summer program and the Tree of Dreams team space. They had a federal grant that was funding some of that that's been cut. So they won't be getting that money. So they're looking to get some volunteers to support some of the other hours at the other places, but use their educator that they're paying for with some of this money to kind of extend the hours and make up for the loss of that grant. So they had gotten feedback from parents in previous years that extended hours were useful, obviously, for work and that. And they also supply dinner. So the extended hours allow them to supply dinner to the kids that go there.
Make a motion.
A second.
Any questions, Kelly?
Is that appropriate use of the funding? Is there any kind of restriction on it that would not allow this?
What they're going to do is have their educator there in the evening to provide some of the opioid training and the prevention drug training.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Hilda?
So I was, the first when I read it, I thought this isn't, as Kelly was saying, appropriate use. But then I read what you had written and it makes a lot of sense that you're going to capture something, especially when I hear about a seventh grader recently that was overdosed on Percocet
right
in our county. So, you know, those are the things that hopefully will stop that. So I think it's a good thing.
Yep.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Second item is asking approval to accept a grant from Corning Incorporated Community Impact Investment Grant of $6,000 for our PROS program. They already do a garden out back, but this will allow them to redo the garden and build it up. So there's pavement underneath right now, underneath the grass and soil. And they're going to work with the clients towards, you know, like a farm to table kind of thing, teaching them gardening skills and how to eat and garden. So that'll help them with they're doing like a healthy living kind of program there. And this will help with that.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And our last item is we are asking to amend our current contract with Pathways for Children's Respite. We had had an MOU for many years and we turned it into a contract because we needed to do that this past year. And we did not include therapeutic foster care in that. We hadn't been able to use it for a number of years. When COVID had hit, the amount of people offering it had gone down. But now it's back up and running and there's openings for us to be able to use that. So we'd like to amend the contract to include therapeutic foster care, because right now it's just written for community residences. And then to also add $21,000 to that for the respite, which is already in our budget. It's just an amendment to the contract to include those things so we can utilize them.
I'll move it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Y'all carried. Thank you, Lynn.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From the health department, our first item is we're seeking renewal of the Finger Lakes Public Health Alliance intergovernmental agreement. This was an agreement that's been long standing between counties in the Finger Lakes area. What this agreement provides is mutual aid during emergencies that's already been approved in terms of if we had a need for an emergency need for resources or nurses from public health side, they would come and help us. And likewise, we would agree to help them. So this is ongoing and we're simply looking for it as a renewal as it expires. This agreement under our current agreement will expire at the end of this month. We're looking to renew for another 5 years.
No additional cost. It is staff time. The last one, absent COVID, was up by the thruway where there was a hepatitis outbreak. That was, 6 years ago now.
Yep.
And we have the ability to call in others as well.
What's the term?
So it'd be 5 years.
5 years. Okay.
Agreement.
So I'll make a motion, but
I'll second.
Could you share that agreement? If it's 5 years, I haven't seen it and that was before my time. So it'd be great to lay eyes on it. Thank you.
We'll get it out there too.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Our next item is seeking to amend our preschool contract with the Bath Central School District. We shared last month the list of contracts. Our staff have been back through and this is one of those that they're like, oh, we didn't include this particular service in the contract. So we're seeking to amend the contract to add the therapy related services for $70 a visit or $35 per child for Bath School District,
which is standard and we're statutorily required to pay for. So it's essentially we have a contract with them, but it's adding them as a provider.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Our next item, last month we had requested and you had granted permission to put out bid for preschool transportation contract services. And all the transportation services vendors were contacted and they agreed to simply extend their contract for the coming year. So we're seeking approval then to enter into that contract for that additional year. It doesn't change the cost that was bid before in the contract. And so depending upon your view, there may be savings or there may not be savings, but.
And I want to give, you know, credit to Matthew and to Tim for working on this. And Curtis, we've had a lot of discussion. The fear is, as you know, over recent years, transportation costs for this program have skyrocketed. If we put this out to bid, we have a strong sense that there would be a significant cost increase. So it's that the vendor is willing to extend at current rates. So they got creative. The vendor was acceptable. So I think this is the best case scenario.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any questions?
Bernie. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you. The next item that I have is renew the contract for harm reduction vending machines with Matters Incorporated. We had a contract in place that purchased the machine and started the program. They're simply looking to re-up our memorandum of understanding for the machine for the next 2 years. Again, there's no cost to us other than some staff time to restock the machine. This, when we talk about Narcan boxes, this is what it looks like. When we talk about test strips, so this is a fentanyl test strip, and it comes in this type of a package. So there's both fentanyl and xylazine test strips to check for harmful things. Interestingly enough, between January 13th and today, the machine in Addison that we're looking at the MOU for dispensed 27 of the fentanyl test strip packages and 16 xylazine and 58 boxes of Narcan. So our request is simply to have approval for the what they call the use agreement for Matters Incorporated for the next 2 years.
Matt, how many vending machines do we have?
We have one vending machine.
That's the one in Addison.
In Addison.
Is there any thought about purchasing more in the future?
There indeed is consideration. Through our public health infrastructure grant, that is something that Darlene had started, to pursue. But we don't have that on order. Or
well, obviously they're being used. So my thought is, hey, let's get them out there. It's okay. Thanks.
Does the contract contemplate the expansion?
That's a good question. I want to say that the contract currently lists one vending machine for us. I've not heard from Matters that they were, interested in upping the numbers, but I know that that has been conveyed to them that, we would be interested if they had funding.
So it would be a potential amendment to the contract after.
If I hear from Matters that they have funding through their, through their sources. And again, this is one of those from the federal level, where does this program go and how does it work? So in answer to the question, we have one machine. Could we add a second one? We'd have to change the contract, but it would be up to the vendor.
You can talk to them and if so, bring it back.
Thank you.
Scott, you had a question.
The vending machine was $14,000, if I remember correctly. How many of the Narcan dispensing boxes do we have in the county? Just over the boxes. 50.
Over 50.
Over 50. So do we know what we used from those? How many are taken from those? I don't know that putting in another $14,000 machine is going to help access when you already have the Narcan boxes. And finding some place that's willing to put one of those machines in was also a challenge last year.
Hilda?
So I think part of the deal was we had to see if it's going to be successful, and it's proven to be successful.
Absolutely.
I was in a meeting the other day, out of the blue, somebody was talking about something, and they were going from Addison that it saved somebody's life because that machine was there. And she didn't know that I was involved or heard about it. So I was, oh, really? Well, tell me more about it. And so $14,000 is a lot of money, but so is somebody's life. And how do you put a price on it? So we do have those boxes all over. And Connie,
they save lives?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's
so what's the difference between a vending machine and a box?
There's other items in the vending machine, correct?
The test strips are in there. So Connie can give numbers if we need the numbers. She has all that data. And you probably have the same thing of how many test strips, because she has to report the Narcan that we've distributed. She has to report where it's gone and how much. So because we get it from the state. So she has all that data. We can get it from Connie.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right. My next item is I received an MOU from the Bridge to Hope Center. So it's a no cost. It's simply being invited to use their space. They asked to have a written agreement with several of our other county departments. So simply letting you know and asking your permission, right, to be a part of that use of space at the.
It just codifies and allows. I mean, theoretically, we could do it without an MOU, but it seems like they would like an MOU. Since it's no cost, doesn't really seem to be a big deal on our end, but it's essentially staff from public health can drop in for whatever services might be needed there.
It's just information, correct? Or do you need to vote?
No, because it's an MOU, we would need authorization, yes. Right. Joe has a question.
So with the space that you're going to be using at the Bridges of Hope, what services will you provide?
Yes. So they have offered space, for drop-in. When I met with Stephanie, we discussed things like immunizations, maybe one of those activities for us that a nurse, could provide their on-site, probably as our leading part. But we also provide health educational, information. So our health educator could also be part of that piece, sharing with folks or sharing with groups of people. Mostly, we just wanted to memorialize the agreement that, yes, we're willing to be a part and then be responsive to the needs of the population and the services that we're actually able to provide.
Yeah, it could be a good spot for, the various immunization clinics that public health runs. I mean, primarily we do that out of Matthew's department over at the county office building, but having another location doesn't hurt. Might be good.
And you haven't started this yet.
No, no, the space is not.
So once we get the MOU and then we'll begin it.
There's probably going to be a little lag. I mean, I talked to Kathy 2 days ago and it sounds like they're getting close on the space, but it's not complete. And I think they're still planning on the grand opening. Yes. That you folks have seen. So I think after that.
And you would take drop-ins.
The intent was that we would work with the facility with Bridge for Hope to figure out needs and see how we can best fit in there. I mean, obviously drop-ins is one of those criteria that right. Says if we had a nurse there for a couple hours and people knew they could drop in, we may also just schedule with them so that they advertise and just,
yeah,
which is it, more effective.
It might be like that. I think our end would be more scheduled, like when our nurses are going to be there, but certainly okay. Just like over at the county office building, if someone drops in,
take care of them.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Matt.
Hilda, I'm sorry.
Carol and I had an impromptu meeting the other day, and we got to see what it looks like in there, and it's amazing. They have done a great job, and the ability for you to come in and do what you need to do is going to be easy for you, because it's amazing.
Yeah, they did a phenomenal job of rehabilitating that building.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
We need a motion.
Yeah,
make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So the next item for you is I'm seeking permission to sign off on what's called data use agreements. What I'm finding is, since our last meeting, I was hit with several requests. The state of New York, for example, has data in some of their systems, and what they send out to me is a data use agreement that says, you know, here's the stipulations for how to hold the information, you know, how it can be used, who can access it, these types of pieces. So in talking, it was, I see quite a few data pieces, because data is important in public health as we're looking at different programs. And so these data use agreements seem to come through. So what I'm seeking from the committee is one, your knowledge, and then also your permission to sign off on these data use agreements after I have sent this up, you know, for legal review, so there's some oversight to make sure that these agreements are, you know, okay for us to enter into, but so that we'll be able to access the data and information without having to bring each and every one, you know,
yeah, committee to. And this is one of the ones that I believe in the past have just been signed and probably can be by the department, because there is no cost. It's just, we agreed to abide by the rules of New York State for accessing their systems, but we felt it important enough to, you know, see to like Matthew said, to let you know that these need to be signed for him and his staff to be able to access the data, and, you know, just be cautious that you folks agree.
I'll move it.
Second.
And all, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And if I may, under us, staff provided me with a couple of additional preschool contract pieces that, if I may, raise from the floor for you. The first is, we have a new speech language pathologist as a service provider, and the staff are seeking for approval to add this new provider at this existing rates, so the same rates as all the other preschool providers, for the coming contract year from today through the end of June 2026.
What's the name of the provider?
I'm sorry, it's Angela Dunbar, speech language pathologist. Now I'll email the information, because it sort of ended this, received this and said, oh, okay. But that would be a new speech language pathologist for specialty
users. Added to the list as eligible to be referred to.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then I have an additional Jennifer Robinson was included on the list, but it's she was skipped off from the list. She was supposed to be included on the list that we had last month. So again, she would be the same approval for the services at the existing rates. It's just adding that name, collecting that name.
So move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And one last item. I've got two schools, Hammond Sports Central School and Canastillo Greenwood Central School, that staff are looking to do a contract amendment to add an additional service of one-to-one aid services. It was explained that the importance is that if we end up with an audit, that we've been paying for services that haven't been approved. So we're looking to just make sure we have those corrected.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Oh,
before he leaves.
No, Hilda.
So I wanted to give a shout out to Matt. Maybe some of you already knew about this, but we have a database called OD Mapping. And from January and February, we had no fatals. And in the first 10 days of March, if I'm right, we had five. So like, oh, that tells you there's something wrong, right? Something's going on. So I asked a couple of people and they said, well, we didn't know about it. We didn't do anything about it. I said, well, that's the whole purpose of the database is to, if there's a spike and you go and do something about it, try to check and make sure that there's not a bad batch out there or whatever. And so we had a meeting, we talked about it. The database has the ability for alerts. And now with Matt's help, some of the people who need to know, the sheriff, department, DA, I forget all of them, public health, mental health, are all going to get an email if there is a
spike
in like 24 hours, three deaths or three ODs and then two deaths, right? So that we can find out at the right time what's going on. So this database has been out there for what, 3 or 4 years? We really haven't utilized it. We collect all the data, as you were talking about data. And now we actually have some action that's going to be taken when and if this happens. And we now have seven fatalities in the county. So it's important to do this and that we have the information. We just need to do something about it. So thank you, Matt, for taking the ball and running with it because we needed to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Now, Nate isn't here, so I'm assuming there's no
personnel items.
All right. And we have to go into an executive session relative to litigation. So could I have a motion to go into executive
session?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Morning, Paul. Good.
Executive session.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Carried. Back into executive session.
I have a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Before you adjourn. And Kelly, I don't know if you've done it before, been the one that requested it, but do we have like a semi-annual review of all of the agencies, costs, grants, everything for opioids and everything else? I mean, do we have a meeting where the group comes in on a fixed basis and goes over everything we're working on?
We have done it basically annually. I have talked to Lynn about, you know, potentially doing it twice a year. We could do it quarterly, but I think those agencies that have been funded over opioid settlements have been in here twice, three times providing an update. I believe we've done that annually.
It would be nice to do it prior to budget season.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And one of the questions that I thought of, and I wish Lynn was here, when Hilda references the 7-year-old that OD'd on Percocets.
No, seventh grader, I think.
Seventh grader. All the training that they do at these places for the kids. Does any agency ever have programs where they train parents? Because I think in a lot of instances, that's part of the problem.
100% of the problem, and yeah. Some children and families don't have any structure whatsoever, and I believe that's why you see so much of this damage that is done to the youth. I'm not a huge human services believer, but as I study it more and watch more about what we do, I find that we need
it more and more. There's not enough service to go around for people that don't have a good support system in their life.
One of the problems, though, we tried that at the beginning. Parents don't show up. The parents who need to come don't show up.
Right.
Now, that seventh grader was talking about, where do you think that person got the Percocet?
Grandma.
Somebody had it, right? Somebody had it at home, we think. And we don't know for sure, but we're assuming. But the parents that should be coming to those things don't come.
Yeah, that I would agree, just knowing a little bit about what the schools do for education for parents, and there's mental health first aid, there's suicide prevention awareness, there's a whole bunch of free programs that are a lot of online training, really easy to access. I mean, I did one, you know, on my own, just because it, you know, it's good to know those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I would certainly agree that not having a mandate where it's like, parent, you shall participate in this training, it's tough, and you probably experienced it your whole career.
No, I think Mr. Van Etten's got a good point. I think you know, our schools should offer the training, but like Mrs. Landell said, you know, you get the parents that you don't need there. And the ones that you really need, they just don't show up. But, you know, we have an opiate committee meeting today. We can double check on that if we're offering that training in our schools to the parents. I mean, it's needed,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I don't know if they're doing it. So.
Well, and it's what I can do is have a conversation with Lise as well and Kathy about many of these families are engaged in preventative services, where preventative services, we might not necessarily be able to dictate exactly what they do, but at least we could offer it. So I can talk to Lise about what the slate of trainings or resources and make sure that we have things like that on there.
Good point.